Good morning. If you've just joined us, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX 93.5, and this is Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, a meditation studio in downtown Laguna at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can call 949-415-6718, or you can go to www.omlagunabeach.com or Om Laguna Beach Facebook page for more information on classes, coaching, and more stress relief. So this morning, I'm going to be reading to you a little bit and talking about some of the things in a book called Meditation in Action by Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche. And I've read to you from this book before, but it's really chock full. Every single page has a lot of really incredible stuff in it. But one of the things that I thought was really interesting was this chapter on meditation. And so I'm going to read to you and talk to you a little bit about it, and you just sit back and relax and listen and allow the information to flow in your awareness, and then we'll do some guided meditation together. Meditation is a vast subject, and there have been many developments throughout the ages and many variations among the different religious traditions. But broadly speaking, the basic character of meditation takes one of two forms. The first stems from the teachings which are concerned with the discovery of the nature of existence. The second concerns communication with the external or universal concept of God or our higher power, whatever you want to call it. In either case, meditation is the only way that we can put these teachings into practice. Now, when he talks about two kinds of meditation, one that he's talking about really is to communicate in silence from the heart to our higher power, or whatever our relationship to God is, to other. And the second kind of meditation, which we're doing here on the show, is to communicate in silence by listening and being in this moment-by-moment unfolding of the experience of life. And for the most part, whatever's going on around us, we're either absorbed in it, ignoring it, or irritated by it and trying to avoid it and do something else. So meditation is this interesting act that takes an enormous amount of awareness and patience and discipline in order to allow ourselves to just try to see and be with what is. So I'll read a little bit more about meditation from the book. One might call this working meditation or extrovert meditation, where skillful means and wisdom must be combined like the two wings of a bird. It's not a question of trying to retreat from the world. In fact, without the external world, the world of apparent phenomena, meditation would be almost impossible to practice. For the individual and the external world are not separate, but merely coexist. This kind of meditation practice is the concept of nowness, which plays a very important part. In fact, it is the essence of meditation. Whatever one does, whatever one tries to practice, it's not aimed at achieving a higher state or following some theory or ideal, but simply, without any object or ambition, trying to see what is here and now. This is based on developing the knowledge of nowness, for each respiration is unique. It's an expression of now. Each breath is separate from the next and is fully seen and fully felt, not in a visualized form, not simply as an aid to concentration, but should be fully and properly dealt with. So in Chogyam Trungpa's book, Meditation in Action, he really is talking about the process of using the breath in order to connect and allow ourselves to be present with what is. And there's three primary qualities in our working meditation that he calls a working meditation: awareness, patience, and discipline. So if we look at our awareness, one of the things stated in the book is that 20% of our awareness is really in the present moment, while 80% or the rest is scattered into the past or the future. So if you think about that, that's why we can multitask so well. It's why somebody can be talking to us and we can think about what we're going to respond with at the same time. That there is a part of our awareness that can be present, but a good deal of our awareness is already planning what we're going to say, is thinking about maybe how we relate to that from the past or what we're going to do in the future. Meditation is, by exercising some patience and some discipline, allowing ourselves to see if we can expand that attention, that awareness, to, let's say, 80% of being in the present moment and letting 20% of it be occupied with the drifting mind that goes into the past or the future. So I'll continue to read a little bit. The whole idea is to try to see through this very moment in time. In this case, the concept of trying to become something higher doesn't arise at all, and opinions don't have much importance. In a sense, opinions provide a way to escape the present moment. They create a kind of slothfulness or even obscure our clarity of vision. The clarity of consciousness is veiled by these prefabricated concepts, and whatever we see, we try to fit into or pigeonhole in some way to make it fit with these preconceived ideas. So in that respect, he's saying that concepts and theories that we have about something that we're aware of become obstacles. So let's say that we are, you know, I'll give you a perfect example. We're sitting here in the booth at the radio station and someone's doing construction downstairs. And we've got this sort of object that's in our awareness while we're trying to be present with you and talk. And my relationship or preconceived idea of there being something wrong with the construction or how it's there just to drive me crazy will draw more and more and more of my awareness and attention to the noise, to the disturbances, and I'll start getting really agitated and irritated by all of this noise. But if I can expand my awareness and patiently allow myself to stay present, both to speaking into the mic, to thinking, to talking, to breathing, all of the things that I'm really trying to focus on, I can allow that noise to be part of my awareness and resist this lure, this intoxicating lure of judging it and being disturbed by it. But this takes discipline. So that's why we've got these three key components of what Chogyam Trungpa calls working meditation: awareness, patience, and discipline. It really takes discipline to stay here, to be quiet, to be unaffected by all these disturbances, let alone my thoughts, if it was quiet just around me. Everything in this space of meditation will require patience. So what we're going to do today is we're going to sit and we're going to practice our meditation and really allowing our awareness to expand to what's actually happening here in the moment. He says in his book, meditation is a matter of exercise. It's a working practice. It's not a question of going into some inward depth, but of widening and expanding the outward. On that note, I think we'll get started. Find a comfortable position. I like to have my back supported unless I'm comfortable sitting on the floor. And if you're sitting on the floor, you might prop your hips up on a couple of cushions so your knees are lower than your hips. That's better for your low back. Otherwise, sitting in a chair, sitting in your car, actually, as long as you're not driving, with your feet planted firmly on the ground and your hands resting in your lap and letting the back of your neck stretch towards the crown of your head. And this begins to allow you to start to become aware of your body and to settle in. And we're going to take three deep breaths, inhaling through the nose and blowing as slowly as you can out of the mouth. Inhaling deeply. And blowing nice and slow. Kind of like you're blowing on a candle flame and making it flicker. Or blowing a feather in the air. A little effort, a little energy, but keeping it slow helps your nervous system to shift gears a little bit. And then when you're ready, just allow your breath to go in and out of your nose. Notice if your breath is deep or shallow, coming in and out of the nose. Notice the temperature of the air. Notice if this seems easy or difficult. Not trying to change anything, but widening your awareness as you become the observer of everything in your experience. Now allow your breath to move down into the soles of your feet. Notice the weight and temperature and sensations in your feet. Notice your ankles, your shins and calves. As if you could feel everything from the bones out to the skin. Move your awareness into your knees, the fronts, the backs, the sides of your knees, up into your thighs, the long bones and heavy muscles. Really releasing the legs, letting them be heavy. Moving your awareness into your hip bones and your low back, your tailbone, your low belly and the floor of the pelvis. Softening from the inside out as you go. Moving your awareness into your rib cage, the sides of your body, your middle back, up into your chest and under your arms, moving your shoulder blades down your back, tucking them in, and feeling the heart rise and expand in your chest. Widening your collarbones. Your shoulders slide to the elbows and the elbows to the wrists and the fingertips. Eyes roll down, the jaw is soft, the teeth are parted. And you feel your scalp, your ears, even your hair. Really expanding your complete attention and awareness on how your body feels in this present moment. And whatever the distractions, patiently, with a little bit of discipline, pull yourself back by connecting with your inhale and your exhale. We'll do what's called labeling. You can either label both the inhale and the exhale as you do them. Or you can just label your exhale, whichever you like, whichever's more comfortable. And anytime you're disturbed or distracted, or you notice that you're thinking, you use one word, one label to identify it so it stays in your awareness as well. You can say, noise. Distraction, thought, and then come back to that breath, reconnect to your awareness, keeping all of your senses wide open to what's happening here and now, and noticing the urge to get drawn into your thoughts, judgments, whatever's happening, patiently returning to the present moment whenever you can by using the breath. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. And we're practicing meditation, working meditation, using awareness, patience, and discipline, widening our attention and awareness on the present moment, and letting the distractions drift into the background. Aware of them but not focused. Inhaling and exhaling. Notice where your attention has drifted to. Is it in your body? Is it a thought? Is it a sound or a smell? Acknowledge it with one word, and then recommit to coming back to the inhale and the exhale and what's happening here in the present, relaxing and letting go into that space. Thank you. begin to deepen your breath. Allow the breath to come into the base of your spine. And as you inhale, draw the breath up your back to the roof of the mouth, and then exhale down the front of the spine, returning to the tailbone. A couple more times. Inhale up the back. Exhale down the front. Sealing in this experience into your nervous system, into the patterns of the brain. Today we've been doing working meditation from Meditation in Action by Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche, and you've been listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Khan. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can contact us at 949-415-6718, or you can go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information about stress relief, meditation, and integrative coaching. Thanks for listening, and I'm wishing you peace along your way today.